of all the branding and advertising I can remember as a child, two of them, at least their slogans, stand out in my mind. Timex and Energizer. Timex claimed their watch could take a licking and keep on ticking. Energizer claimed their batteries would keep going and going and going. There's some wisdom to that that can be gained from both. Do you have what it takes to keep going and going? Are you able to take a licking and keep on ticking? Let's find out on A Word with Anthony Walker. Persistence, noun, a firm or obstinate continuance in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. Recently, I used a word in class as I was teaching, and I don't commonly use that word. Immediately, a couple of my friends hit their phones and Googled the word. One said, "I bet you could make up a word and we wouldn't know it." We laughed, but her comment made me think of a word I heard from my teacher as a kid. My teacher used the word stick-to-itiveness. At the time, I thought, now she just made that word up. She didn't make it up, but the word isn't a real word, although it is commonly used. The word basically means persistence. Persistence is the trait that is commonly used in many of the brands that we use. The Timex watch can take a lick and it can endure hard hits and damage, but it still ticks. It's almost like the definition is used in the slogan. The Timex watch has the obstinate continuance in spite of the opposition. It persists to tick. Likewise, the Energizer Bunny. It keeps going and going and going. It just persists. Although there are limits, what we appreciate about those brands and most quality products is their persistence. Biblically, there's a story about a persistent woman. She faced an injustice from an adversary. She went before the legal system and tried to get justice. The judge handling her case didn't really care much for people, nor did he reverence God. She is facing injustice, plus the judge handling her case could care less. However, she persisted. She kept making the request. She kept filling the paperwork. She kept putting forth her case. In spite of her difficulty, she persisted. Eventually, the judge granted her justice due to her persistence. One thing we can learn from her is that sometimes persistence is a requisite for deliverance. Our resistance to rejection hinders our desire to keep going. We don't like to be told no. We don't like for our effort to be shot down. So we persist until we meet resistance. One quality that makes great athletes great is their continuance. They continue to shoot shots every day. They continue to run routes. They continue to practice. They continue to try to overcome the obstacles, even if the obstacles are themselves. Even great design is persistent. When you look at mobile devices now of any sort, they all look similar. Virtually any laptop in some ways looks like other laptops. Phones look similar. Tablets look similar. Even apps and layout screens look the same. Anytime a design that changes but doesn't improve upon function, now it faces resistance. Change requires persistence. Almost any time you set out to intentionally change anything, it is an uphill battle. You're almost constantly fighting against, we've always done it this way, or we've never done it that way before, and Why can't we keep doing what we've been doing? All of this is resistance. Change is at war with habits, thought processes, and systems. And systems are like living organisms. They fight to live. Changing a system might be an option for you, but for the system, it is life and death. So it fights because life is persistent. A pearl of persistence is, in fact, a pearl. Pearls are made when an irritant gets inside an oyster. It could be as insignificant and small as a grain of sand. But to the oyster, it's a major issue. So the oyster secretes a lubricant to attempt to coat the irritant so that it won't remain an irritant. The oyster is trying to continue normal living without being in pain. In our contemporary language, we would say that the lubricant is a coping mechanism. It is. But the point is for us to observe and learn how the oyster deals with an irritant. When we see the pearl, we see the beauty of it. We don't see the initial pain it caused. We don't know exactly how long it took to develop, but we know it took time. The oyster had to consistently lubricate. The oyster had to insist on survival, and it had to persist in its outlook. In the end, it continues in life with evidence of persistence. When we look around us, especially in nature, we clearly see the evidence. Look at the trees. I've seen trees grown through fences, literally where the fence is embedded in the tree. I've seen erosion from water. I've gone through caves and I've seen rock formations, stalactites and stalagmites, all evidence of consistent, persistent efforts. I've seen weeds and sometimes flowers grow through concrete. Think about that. The need for light is so strong that the plant persists even through difficult opposition. Persistence shows its work. It cannot hide or be hidden. Its handiwork is on display. Those who have invested well have had to persist. The market isn't always up or down, but it is always up and down. The cards you're dealt in life won't always be good hands, but they are your hands, and in your hands are talents, time, and treasure, all resources that are awaiting your next move. Keep in mind that no one falls into greatness. No one stumbles into the exceptional. It is insisted upon. It is embraced and subsequently fulfilled. The Apostle Paul wrote in a letter to the church in Philippi. He said, "Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching toward those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." As we listen to Paul, he mentions several things that could impede his forward progression. His past pulling him back, opposition facing before him. I press on. We're all on a journey that has its slippery slopes. It's easy to fall off a program or slack off a commitment or abandon the goal as a whole. There are so many reasons why you could stop. Just think about that Timex again. It says it can take a licking. Who in their right mind buys a watch that you intend to go through rough times? But Timex was trying to teach that in their slogan and in their branding, that even if this watch were to face tough times, it will continue to tick. The same is for you and I. We don't aim to have bad days, or we don't aim to go through difficult situations. But if you're going to go through them and keep ticking. The last time you tried to do something, perhaps you failed. But all there really needs to be is one reason to persist. One reason to say, I'm going to try one more time. It must be in you. Insist. But what is in you must be personified. Persist. And over time, you'll have more wins than losses, more love than losses, more lessons than losses. Remember, greatness is a journey that requires and rewards persistence. Thank you so much for listening and sharing a word with Anthony Walker.